Welcome to Quake Talk. Today we're talking about everyone's favorite earthquakes. Here are our sponsors: Frying Nemo's Fish and Chips, Anderson Tracy, Divorce Lawyer, and Stan Kavian, the Bread Scientist. We have a special guest today. Please welcome Mr. Drew Slaboff.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. What are you going to talk to us about today?
Well, I'm actually a survivor of an earthquake.
Which one?
The 9.5 one in Chile.
Okay. We will get to that shortly. So, guys, today we have earthquake survivor Drew Slaboff.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Drew Slaboff. I survived the 1960 earthquake that was a 9.5 on the Richter scale.
Yeah, it was pretty big, wasn't it?
Yep.
So, can you tell us your story about it and what all happened?
Okay, so I was just chilling with Brisky. I was down there for spring break, and everything just started shaking. And I was like, am I having a seizure? And I wasn't. It was an earthquake, and it lasted 10 minutes. And then there was a big wave that came, and I got scared. And so I was like, hey, we got to run. And then everybody saw it, and we started running. And then I was, like, one of the, like, couple people that survived.
There were more than 1,000 people that survived, Drew.
I know. But, like, in that majority area that survived.
I get you.
Because it was, like, me, this one girl, and this dog. And I was hugging the dog because I was scared he was hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And then.
Okay. So, there were between 5 million deaths, and around 2 million people were left homeless. Is that true?
I'm not sure, but I think that could be summed up and also true.
It happened when the Nazca plate subducted under the South American plate, causing an earthquake. And to add on to the earthquake, a tsunami.
Well, you see, Chile is in the Ring of Fire, so that does
the
mean
Ring of Fire,
that
the fault line.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a giant. It's a bunch of fault lines that surround the Pacific Basin, and so it's not uncommon for earthquakes to happen in that area.
If it happened again, do you think that people would be like prepared for it, learning from the last one?
I'm not sure. But I think that we could be at least a little bit more prepared.
They may be a little bit more prepared. Something about it is that it was said to last around 10 full minutes. And the tsunami waves were 82 feet tall. Was it really that big?
I saw it as just like a giant wall of water.
Yeah.
But I was so scared that I just ran. And bam.
So, as you mentioned earlier, Chile is in the Ring of Fire, a bunch of fault lines surrounding Chile in the Pacific Ocean. And did you know that you were putting yourself in harm's way going down to Chile for spring break?
No, I didn't, but I knew the risk of how there were fault lines everywhere in the Ring of Fire.
So, the waves that we will be describing to you guys today, off topic, thanks for joining us, Drew, first of all.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be describing some waves. So, the S waves, or secondary waves, are earthquake waves that move side to side and make an S shape. They come second after the P waves, or the primary waves. The speed of which they travel is 2 to 3 kilometers a second, which is, that could do some damage. Thank you for joining us today, guys. This is episode 1. We will have more episodes for you guys to come. Just join us right here on 103.6, The Panda.